your body fire, bro. Oh baby, why not you? I did your master. Your body na chama na loya, bro. They want to fire, bro. Oh, then pay, why not you? Your body like Poco Joe. Yeah, you bust my head and I look good, yo.
Now it's not what you used to. I'ma show you love for the new school. And it's not what you think about. And I'ma show you how that we move around. Oh, they've been trying to get to me. Freedom is my remedy. Oh, they've been trying to get to me. But they never get far. Then she wants to be my baby. Then she wants to be my lady. Oh, then she wants to be my baby. Then she wants to be my lady.
With Big Sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1X Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xgamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1X Games. Lucky spins. Epic wins. Endless fun with 1xbet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A 56-year-old woman has been arrested for concealing son's death in Sinda District. President Hakainde Hichilema says he looks forward to enhanced bilateral relations between Zambia and Norway to achieve development. In international news, 43 people killed after Islamist fighters attacked worshippers at a church in DRC's Ituri province. And in sports, Ricky Banda said to Miss Chan due to injury.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. A 56-year-old woman, Delia Mwale, has been apprehended by police in Sinda District of Eastern Province for allegedly concealing the death of her 14-year-old son, Jason Piri. The skeletal remains of the boy were discovered on the 27th of July, 2025, after he was reported missing between February and March this year. According to Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robert Sernwemba, Mwale had allegedly informed the boy's employer that he had travelled to Mozambique while his uncle, Moses Piri, who resides in Lusaka, was told that the boy had gone missing when he inquired about his whereabouts. The police were notified and a search was launched, leading to the discovery of the boy's remains. The remains were identified by the jeans he was wearing when he disappeared. Mwale and her brother-in-law, Moses Piri, have been detained for allegedly concealing the death by failing to report it to the authorities. Investigations into the matter have commenced and police are working to determine the circumstances surrounding the boy's death. The case has sparked concern in the community and authorities are urging anyone with information to come forward. President Hakainde Hichilema says he looks forward to enhancing bilateral relations with the Norwegian government to achieve developmental projects in Zambia. During a meeting with Norwegian Minister of International Development, Asmund Grover Akrast, this morning, President Hichilema noted that the achievements recorded through the partnership between the two governments have been commendable. The head of state emphasized that combining Zambia and Norway's resources could strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries.
With our bilateral relationship, Norway and Zambia, and to indicate to you that this country admires a lot of things that Norway has done post the Second World War. Your management of the resource envelope that you have, oil, gas, forests, very admirable. My early days in opposition, I visited Norway. I was a visitor of the Norwegian government. Very fortunate. And your school system, that's why, you know, really it's important that Norway was able to invest in the children's development skills for the economy. So we truly admire those achievements that Norway has scored. And we would like through that to strengthen our bilateral, you know, partnership. I think there's a lot we bring to the table, both of us on your side, on our side, the resource endowments that we have.
Minister Alcras reiterated President Hichilema's views on the bilateral relations between his country and Zambia, highlighting the need for both countries to create an enabling environment for private sector investment. He added that these investments would lead to job creation and generate resources that would benefit the people.
Most important answers is more private investment, and how to have more private investments and work on trade and investment combined with domestic resource mobilization. I mean, when we are able to do that, I mean, we can really do big things. If we both could have more private investments, create more jobs, and get more resources to the state, which again can go back to the people.
Economist Lubinda Habas-Lucas says the recently International Monetary Fund IMF approved Zambia's fifth review of 38-month extended credit facility ECF arrangement is seen as a signal of international confidence in Zambia's reform journey. Mr. Habazoka has emphasized that if well managed, the utilization of the $1.55 billion United States dollar funding can be a phase of economic adjustment and reform that marks a turning point for Zambia, leading to a more prosperous future for all. The IMF last week approved the fifth review of Zambia's 38-month extended credit facility arrangement. The approval triggers an immediate disbursement of the sixth tranche under the ECF arrangement, amounting to about $184 million United States dollars, which brings Zambia's total disbursements under this ECF supported program to about $1.55 billion United States dollars. Meanwhile, Dr. Habazoka adds that the funding has been utilized in several key areas, including macroeconomic stabilization, debt restructuring, social sector investments, and governance reforms. He says the funds have helped stabilize the Kwacha, control inflation, and improve access to education and healthcare. Additionally, the funding has supported debt restructuring efforts and institutional capacity building. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has announced significant progress in the implementation of its smart invoicing system. As of July 2025, over 36,000 taxpayers have registered for the system, transmitting more than 84.8 million invoices. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the authority is committed to driving voluntary compliance, transparency and efficiency in the country's tax system. Mr. Nzala notes that to enhance user engagement, ZRA is introducing a consumer reward management model that will identify and reward members of the public who demand smart invoices when purchasing goods and services from registered businesses. He adds that ZRA has intensified the onboarding of filling stations and issued tailored invoicing guidelines to minimize business disruptions.
As an authority, we have made significant progress in the implementation and enhancement of the smart invoice system as a tool for modernizing tax administration, but most importantly, promoting compliance, especially for types of taxes such as the value-added tax, among other tax types. We are consistently modernizing, you know, our digital platforms, systems, and integration capabilities so that we provide for a more efficient, reliable, and user-friendly invoicing system. We know that there have been